Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Peggy in the Tax Quips forum with this problem. She says, I have a rental house that's in a distressed area. I can't get it rented, and it keeps getting broken into. I can donate the house to the LRA for a tax credit. Would this be more beneficial than trying to sell it cheap, say like $10,000? The house is worth about $40,000. Well, Peggy, that does sound like a tough position to be in, but it does sound like a great place for community association to be able to use or make available for people who need lodging. It probably won't get broken into if someone is using the home. So yes, it's a good idea to donate it. You'll need a formal appraisal from a qualified appraiser. Perhaps you can negotiate that with your charity to have them pick up the cost of the appraisal, or perhaps a member of the organization is an appraiser who can donate the service. The amount of your contribution will be the fair market value of the house, perhaps $40,000. However, the amount you can actually deduct will be limited based on a few factors. The nature of the charity to whom you donate it, whether or not the property has appreciated in value since you bought it or inherited, your own adjusted gross income for the year of the donation, and whether the year you donate it has an itemized deduction phase out. Note, there is none this year, so this is a good year to make the donation. There will be one next year, so you'll have some added limits. However, any amount you cannot use this year will be carried over to next year, and you can read more about the limits in Chapter 2 of IRS Publication 526 and more about how contributions work in general in the same pub. Though I do recommend you sit down with somebody and have a good tax pro work out exactly how much your potential donation is worth to you. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about donating property and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.